going on, Clown Corps and comic fans alike? This is HVK and an Americanon review. But before we get to that, thank you very much up front for taking the perhaps risk, but the time to check out this episode and see what we have to say about Van Helsing, The Darkness and the Light. And if you happen to like the episode, please consider following us on Spotify, on Podbean, or on Twitter at HVK underscore Americanon on there, or you can just search for Americanon on the previous two, where you can see all of our stuff that we publish on the regular, as well as any other stuff, if you happen to follow us on Twitter, that we might be posting, including my piss-poor attempts at shitposting. I do it. I'm not saying I'm good at it, but I do it. And on top of that, V's book, The Lunar Naturals Alpha Squad, will be coming out at the end of this month, or actually it is the end of this month now, so it should be out now. You can find it on Amazon by searching Lunar Naturals Alpha Squad on there, or you can just click the link that I will put in the description for this episode below. If you happen to like a lot of things that are inspired by anime, with a lot of the shonen-esque superpower sorts of action, as well as some of the mecha stuff, might be a book worth checking out and seeing if you like it. So anyway, I took a risk. With Van Helsing, not with with V's book. I took a risk with Van Helsing. I was at the Philadelphia Comic Con earlier this month, and I was walking around, and I've been in the market to always find new stuff to read, right? I used to buy a lot of Marvel and DC, and as many of you know, if you've listened to this show for any length of time, when they turn their back on the fans, I turn my back on them. I'm not going to give my money to companies that, frankly, don't like me or really aren't interested in writing good stories or respecting the character's history. So I've been doing a lot of indie reading, stuff like Common America, Black Ops, Soul Finder, ISOM, as well as Patriotica, a lot of the different stuff out there. But I was also just trying to find stuff outside the superhero genre, because that's always kind of been the niche that I've been in. And I know American comics does offer more than just superhero stuff. And I think it's because I've been getting more and more into the Japanese manga and anime, where they really do popularize a lot of variety of genres outside just, I guess, what you would call their superhero type stuff, like their My Hero Academia or Dragon Ball or, you know, anything like that. Zenoscope, the company that publishes Van Helsing, is not unknown to me. My wife, Babes, actually has quite a few Zenoscope books. She has volume one of their Grimm Fairy Tales. She has three volumes of The Jungle Book. And she has Neverland, I think, is the other one, because she's into the fairy tales and things like that. And so having these slightly darker twists on them, she was into. I have largely not been a fan of reimaginings and revisits and all these sorts of things over the years, but I wanted to try something that's an American book outside the realm of just the superhero stuff. And these books tend to, from what I've seen, be more on the, like, adventurer, horror, you know, science fiction-y, fantasy side of things, a little bit of crossover of everything. So I went up to the booth, and they were actually running a deal where you can get two volumes, two of their volumes that were on the table for $20, as opposed to the usual cover price. So I was like, you know what, I can't really go wrong with it. So I picked up Van Helsing, The Darkness and the Light, and I picked up Bell the Beast Hunter, which I haven't gotten to reading yet, but I wanted to review this one first. And the reason I picked this one is not because I am a fan of the original Van Helsing story, which I do think is cool. I'm not even really into vampires. I'll be honest, 100% honest. I thought the cover looked cool, and I thought Van Helsing's design, Liesel Van Helsing, Van Helsing's daughter, I think she's supposed to be, if I remember correctly. Not granddaughter, daughter, yeah. She looks like Zatanna, who is one, you know, Babes' favorite superhero, but one of my favorite heroes as well, up there with the characters like Black Canary. And she really reminded me a bit of like a steampunky Zatanna. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. So sometimes your cover, having a good cover to anybody who's creating out there, and I'm saying this to myself as a reminder for whenever I stop being lazy and finish my own stuff, a good cover can make or break a book. And I thought she was well done. And I will say this for Zenoscope. They always do really good cover art. When I talked to Mark Pellegrini and Timothy Lim of Common America fame at the beginning of this year, one of the things I said was I was getting really tired of books, especially in the indie scene. Zenoscope, not really something I would consider in there, but books that their cover art looks great, but their interior art not so much. And their cover art basically, you know, or then they just start designing a million different variants and they become what I call titty books, right? Zenoscope, I would say, probably falls under that category for a lot of people, because they do have a habit of making like X, or in their case Z, rated covers and you know, art books and things like that of a lot of their characters. I'm not really interested in that. I'm not against it. I own stuff where you might have things like that, but it's not exactly something that I go out of my way for or will necessarily pull me in. So their cover, I was like, all right, this is appealing. This is something I can get behind. And the interior art, actually, for the most part, is really good. It seems like they shuffle through artists. There's the first four chapters here, and they do shuffle through artists a bit. But for the most part, the artwork is really good. But you can tell that most of their artwork effort goes towards the covers. Because when you get to the cover gallery in the back for all their variants and everything like that, the art looks absolutely fantastic. And the interior stuff looks good as well. But it is almost, I think, on some level, because it's a horror book and it's supposed to evoke almost like perhaps a grotesque response from you in some regards when you see some of the monsters and things like that. I think sometimes doing it in a little bit of a worse art style actually helps. Think like old school John Carpenter's The Thing, right? Where The Thing is very clearly a puppet when it finally reveals itself, but it's just so... because it's almost so bad in the special effects department, especially compared to nowadays, it actually kind of adds to the horror of it. And I feel like this is true here. Now, in terms of the story, I'm going to be honest, I said it before, I'm not a horror guy. This is outside my wheelhouse. I like fantasy stuff. I like, you know, demons and werewolves and, you know, the adventure side of it and the fantasy stuff, Lord of the Ringsy kind of stuff, right? But I usually like that in medieval worlds. It's very rare that I find something that does it in, I guess, what you would call the modern day real world and does it in a way that I find appealing. Take Underworld for an example of what I mean, right? Underworld is a pretty good movie series as far as these things go, but it's not usually something that I am into outside of the fantasy stuff. So take everything I say with this with a grain of salt, because admittedly, I'm not the target audience for a book like this, I don't think, because I'm not the horror guy, and of horror stuff and you know, the fantasy monster-y kind of stuff, vampires are down my tier list of that sort of thing. So Lysel's a good character. The story is pretty basic. It is in many ways your basic vampire hunter Van Helsing kind of story, and then it adds a twist in there with her family. It's actually rather obvious, in my opinion. You kind of see it coming very early on, if I'm being honest, or at least I did. So I don't know if who's the writer on this? Peter Shand, I want to say. Hang on one second. Yeah, Peter Shand, but a couple of people worked on the story. So it's, I don't necessarily know if I would say that it is well written in that regard, but at the same time, they're very much trying to just give an old story a newer paint job, and just, it's a very familiar set of pacing and a very familiar set of plot points. However, I will say that I really liked that it does have a little bit of that journalistic noir-esque sort of feel to it. Like, if you ever read Bram Stoker's Dracula and how it's written in, I can't remember the lead character's name off the top of my head, but it's written as if it's from the perspective of his journal entries, right? And Harker, Jonathan Harker, I think that's his name, John Harker? I might be. Anyway, it's written from the perspective of his journal, right? And you get a lot of that in this book from both Lysel's perspective and her father's journal that she's trying to complete and put back together, which is sort of the intro here. Now, this was sold to me as the jumping on point. There are some issues, I guess, of Van Helsing ahead of this point in time, but this was like, hey, if you're new to it, this is a good jumping on point. And it was. It kind of, you get a little bit of glimpses. You don't get all the backstory, but you get a little bit of glimpses of stuff that may have already happened that you're basically caught up, right? You don't have all the little details, but you know enough not to be lost. And it clearly, the adventure goes on from here. Obviously, this has to do with Dracula. Van Helsing is known as a vampire hunter, so it makes sense. And it's clear that it's setting things up for the future. This is just the first four chapters of a larger story. I like Lysel's character. I think some of the side characters are a little forgettable. Would I recommend this to anyone else? So I can just wrap this episode up. It depends. If you are like me and you're looking to experiment and try something out without getting too crazy, because there are some very, I guess what I would say, Batman or Blade-esque. Blade is probably a better example here because of how she goes about with technology and fighting vampires and everything. You know, if you like that sort of thing, the Batman gadgetry, Blade-esque sort of vampire hunting, you might like this book. If you like horror stuff with a little bit of action, you'll probably like this book. Is it something that I plan on going back to while I have other stuff to read? Personally, no. If I was to rate this for myself, and I think that's key because this is outside my sort of usual wheelhouse, I'm giving this somewhere between a 5 and a 6. I think the art is solid. It's not great. It doesn't blow me away, but it's good. I think the cover work is fantastic. I think the story is fine. It feels very retreaded, if I'm being honest. So it's hard to really rate that very high. And that's not a fault of the author. I think it's just because of what they planned on doing. It feels very overly familiar, very retreaded. So if I'm being honest, giving this a score out of 10, and this is no shade at the creative team, I'm probably giving this like a 5.5 out of 10. Admitting that my grade is probably harsher because I'm not really a horror guy. I'm not a vampire guy. This was me attempting to go outside my wheelhouse with this, which I did. I'll see how I like Belle the Beast Hunter. See if it changes my opinion. Maybe it's very much just this book. It may just be the way that Zenoscope writes things. I know Babes is a big fan of the Zenoscope stuff, and she's told me that I should read it in the past. And reading, you know, a more violent take on Peter Pan and Neverland or the Jungle Book or whatever never really appealed to me as my sort of thing. This was my first foray into it, so take my review for what you will, but it's, hey, you know, it's my honest review. So if it sounds like something you might like, check it out. More power to you. But me, it might be something I go back to later on. Not terrible. I didn't walk away with a bad taste in my mouth. I just don't know if it's something that's really up my alley, so to speak. So that's all I got. I'm HVK, the end.